From Michigan State University, I'm Kevin Lavery with WKAR News. John Engler is out, and engineer Satish Udpa is in as Michigan State University's new interim president. Udpa is an executive vice president at the university and a former dean. The announcement comes after Engler resigned last night when members of the Board of Trustees announced they had the votes to fire him. Last week, Engler told the Detroit News that some sexual assault survivors of former MSU sports doctor Larry Nassar are, quote, enjoying the spotlight. Kaylee Lorenz is a Nassar survivor. She says it feels like a big weight has been taken off of her shoulders.
I am so ready and I'm so optimistic to see what this university is going to do in the time moving forward.
Engler requested to stay on another week and make his resignation effective January 23rd, but the board said no, he's out immediately. The board that licenses medical marijuana has passed a temporary measure to address product shortages. The measure allows sellers who have not gone through the full licensing process to continue operating through March 31st, and sellers who have licenses to buy from caregivers in order to meet market demands. Josh Hovey is a spokesman for the Michigan Cannabis Industry Association. He says it's a step in the right direction, but the change is not fair for everyone.
That's why this solution is only a temporary one, and it's really not the solution moving forward. We need to make sure that everyone's operating under the same rules.
The board passed the resolution unanimously. Now 72 shops that were forced to close on January 1st can reopen temporarily.